Powerfully authentic business owners need to have a lot of different tools in their toolbox to run a successful business. And one of those toolbox sets needs to be effective communication. If you don't have effective communication techniques in your repertoire, you could fall flat with your team, your clients, and your prospects. Today, I'm going to share two techniques that'll help put power in your communication. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, your business success catalyst. So the other day, I shared some comments about passive listening. And passive listening is when you do not interject your thoughts or any conversation while the other party is speaking. You really listen and absorb what they have to say. Now, sometimes passive listening on its own can be really effective, and we've seen evidence of that over the years. But sometimes it's even more effective to be able to paraphrase or reflect feeling back to the other party to help them know you really did comprehend what they had to say. How many times in your life have you been sitting across from someone or sitting on the phone with someone, and you just had that feeling of they're not really listening? They don't really get me. Well, do you want people on the other end of your communication to feel that way? I know I don't. So let's talk about paraphrasing and reflective feeling to fix that. Paraphrasing. When you paraphrase, your focus is on feeding back what the person told you. Nothing more, nothing less, not your opinions. You're showing the person that you've heard them and you want to confirm your understanding. Try to begin your phrases with an I statement, not a you statement. And then make sure that your perceptions are correct by asking something like, "Do I have that right?" The purpose is to clarify the thoughts of the person you're listening to and validate their experience. So say you've been on the phone passive listening to a prospect tell you about their particular situation. Rather than diving straight into the solution that you think would work best for your prospect, you paraphrase and say, "Well, Mary, I heard you say," then fill in the blank, "Do I have that right?" This shows the person on the other end of the line that you really are paying attention and you do get them. It also gives them a chance that if you happen to misunderstand something, that they can clarify it for you. The second technique is reflective feeling. Now, this one can be tricky, but if you realize that there are deeper emotions behind statements, oftentimes you can gain a better understanding of the situation. It involves being aware of both the things you observe, for example, maybe clenched fists from frustration, as well as what the person is actually saying, their tone of voice, their speed of speech. When you are practicing reflective feeling, you actually state back to that person, "Oh, that sounds like it could have been a frustrating experience," or, "Wow, that sounds like it was really exciting for you." You see how even in my tone of voice of giving those examples, my tone changed depending on the feeling that I was expressing back to them. It's another technique to show the person on the other end of the conversation that you really are paying attention to what they have to say. And we all want to be heard, right? When you are able to have techniques in your communication toolbox that are effective communication skills where both parties are really hearing what's being heard and what's being said, then you have a powerful communication tool set. Try paraphrasing or reflective feeling today, or even go back and try that passive listening too. And then let me know how it goes. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, your business success catalyst. And I hope you join me over on Facebook. We chat at facebook.com/StephCallahan1. I'd love for you to come over, click like, and tell me a little bit about your business on my wall. Have a great day to your success, and bye-bye for now.